two bidders are bidding against each other, but they ended up being quite known to each other. And I believe that they were working together to try and influence the result, which is going to be hard to prove. But what actually happened is this. They're bidding and the bidding stops. It's under the reserve price. And what actually happens is the guy turns around, or one of the bidders turns around. So listen to this story. Turns around and says, I'm not bidding. Unless the owner puts it on the market right now, I won't bid. Right? But what in fact he was doing was trying to get the vendor to put it on the market and then not bid, so his mate can actually buy it at that figure. It was, in my mind, under market value, and I actually said to them, I'm not going to be putting it on the market. And he said to me, oh, well, go ask the owner. I said, I'm going to go tell the owner that I think that they should be passing it in and negotiating it afterwards. And I won't let our owner sell at that figure. Anyway, it got passed in, and it was one of the ones that hasn't sold yet. And I wouldn't let the owner sell it at that price. It's too cheap. Anyway, let's move on. I've got to say to you, the largest number of auctions in Australia since this week in 2022. Why was it this week, team? Very simple. Because the week before Easter, which is also just before Anzac Day, which is also just before school holidays, means that vendors get an uninterrupted 3 to 4 week campaign. And a lot of people, there'll be hardly any auctions next weekend because of the Easter weekend. But what actually happens is that all the vendors put it on the market. And that's why, to me, the week before Easter is in fact the real Super Saturday. Today, I was expecting a much harder day because there was 3,500 auctions across Australia. And that says to me, whenever you've got high volume, you've got a higher chance of having a lower clearance rate because there's more stock on the market. But there's buyers. There's buyer depth there. There's buyer depth there. It's still as patchy as ever. Some people are struggling. Other people are cashed up. And I think that there's a group of buyers that are sitting there and they're thinking to themselves, should I buy now? Should I wait? Should I actually take the risk when rates go down, whenever they do? And we don't know that, but one thing is for sure, the unemployment numbers surprised everyone this week. Unemployment went down. And I need you to know, when unemployment goes down, that means it's less likely you'll have a rate cut soon. And the reason why is that rate cuts happen when there's pain and suffering in an economy. So yes, quite frankly, to be honest with you, that's what the government wants. What the government wants is pain and suffering. What the government wants is unemployment, right? But when there is very little unemployment, and it actually went down from, I think, 4.5% to 3.5% was announced last week, or this week that's gone by, it's basically saying to the government, hey, you know what? We shouldn't be taking rates down yet. We shouldn't be taking down rates down. And also, you also need to know, when rates do go down, they're going to be going down really slowly. You're going to have this Reserve Bank sitting there saying, no, let's not overstep the mark. So anyone that's watching this, that is thinking to themselves, their loan repayments are going to go back to what they used to very soon, not happening anytime soon, anytime soon. Those of you that are thinking to yourselves that rates are going to go back to where they were, not for some time. I think we better get used to this is life. Anyway, team, signing off.